Aaron Rodgers gives blunt assessment after SNF debacle, "That was some bad ball." By Dylan Gwynn on November 10, 2025. The Pittsburgh Steelers' offense was completely ineffective against the Chargers on Sunday Night Football, and Aaron Rodgers was a big part of it. And he is owning it. The 41-year-old QB missed wide-open receivers and looked generally unsettled while going 16 of 31 for 161 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. "A lot of stuff wasn't working," Rodgers explained post-game. "We were bad on third down. I was just a little bit off, missed DK, Metcalf, early, could have been a big play. Little high to Jonnu, Smith. But yeah, we didn't run the ball super effectively in the first half. I missed, obviously, some throws, for sure. And then we weren't getting guys open and couldn't put it all together. Times guys were open, I missed the throws that I usually make. Our defense played really well tonight. Offensively, we were pretty bad. So, we've got to find a way to get open on third down. I've got to find a way to hit him, because that was just some bad ball." Rodgers shot down any suggestion that his rapidly approaching 42nd birthday and 20 years of NFL wear and tear have eroded his performance. "I expect to play great every single week, and this was not my best performance," Rodgers said. "I've got to play better than this for us to win. Whatever it takes. If it's better checks, if it's better throws, I've got to play better. I will, but we've got to bounce back. We've got to play better on offense, for sure, but this is part of the season. There's ebbs and flows, there's ups and downs. And we can't ride the wave. It felt like our energy, and it starts with me, wasn't as great on offense. I felt like we were just kind of struggling a little bit and couldn't get a play and get going. We had so many three and outs and we hurt ourselves with a couple of penalties, and I didn't play very good at all." When asked for a positive for the team to cling to as it attempts to right the ship, Rodgers noted Pittsburgh's place in the standings. "We're 5-4, we're leading the division," he said. While true, the Ravens have won 3 games in the last 14 days and only trail the Steelers by a single game with the lowly Browns next up on the schedule. The Steelers will try to stiff-arm their rivals from Baltimore by beating the Bengals in Pittsburgh on Sunday.